From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Antigua in a fog over the leadership crisis. The British Virgin Islands chief minister says Britain dragging feet over CARICOM membership. And an oil slick hits the beaches of St. Martin. I'm Leslie Goff, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Antigua public and politicians alike remain in the dark regarding the possible outcome of the latest political crisis. As reported yesterday, seven senior members of the ruling Labour Party have written to Prime Minister V.C. Byrd, calling on him to retire from office by Thursday of this week. The seven maintain that the Prime Minister no longer has the authority to lead as the country lurches from one crisis to another. And as Hugh Crosskill reports, part of the current crisis has to do with the absence of hard facts.
The fog swirling around Antigua's political landscape grows thicker by the hour, with the rumour factories working overtime to further cloud the issues. Prime Minister Byrd is yet to publicly react to the Group of Seven's letter calling for his retirement by Thursday, but the streets and telephones of the island have been buzzing with speculation. One rumour has it that Trade Minister Hugh Marshall and a junior minister, Henderson Simon, have been sacked. That rumour was further fuelled by news of a picket demonstration outside Mr. Marshall's office today. However, Caribbean Report understands that demonstration was linked to a farming dispute in Mr. Marshall's constituency and had nothing to do with the political crisis. There have also been suggestions that Labour Minister Adolphus Freeland has been appointed Deputy Prime Minister pending the outcome of Thursday's deadline for the Prime Minister's retirement. However, there has been no such official announcement. There does, however, appear to be some substance to yesterday's report that at least one member of the Group of Seven is wavering, and a lot may depend on the last conversation he has before going into Parliament on Thursday. There is a real chance that Thursday's deadline will come and go without any resolution of the political mess that Antigua now finds itself in. Both sides of the divide are playing their cards closely to their chests, hoping to wrong-foot their opponents. I've been told that Deputy Prime Minister Lester Byrd, who is leading the revolt against his 81-year-old father, may be ready to issue a statement tomorrow. Many observers feel it is time he went public on his position and pressed openly for a conclusion to the crisis, because with each passing day, Antigua's credibility as an independent, self-governing state is being brought more and more into question.
Hugh Crosskill reporting. A large oil slick is affecting coastal areas of St. Martin, St. Barts and Nevis and is threatening Anguilla. 2,000 metric tons of bunker fuel, destined for Antigua, went down while being transported in a barge from St. Eustatius. The barge, the Bella Vista, sank last Thursday, 58 miles southeast of St. Martin and 12 miles northeast of Nevis. As Eddie Williams reports from St. Martin, a large oil slick has now surfaced and is damaging the island's beaches.
During the war in the Persian Gulf, most of us, through television, got a vivid impression of what an oil slick can look like. What is now on the Caribbean Sea at this end is only 2,000 metric tons of fuel. Not an Exxon Valdez affair, as officials here stress, but serious enough to be called a regional disaster. The bunker fuel the Vista Bella was carrying is used mainly by heavy diesel engines and boilers. The oil of this spill is referred to as number 6 fuel oil in the petroleum industry. Technical assistance in the form of materials and experts have been flown in, and the Pan-Caribbean Disaster Preparedness Commission alerted. Two French naval vessels in the area have been applying the oil dispersant Finasol, and the French government is providing containing booms and skimmers to protect the coast of St. Barts. In St. Martin, residues of oil, like tar, have been washed on several of the island's favorite beach areas. Residents and tourists have been advised to seek safer locations for swimming. And the National Disaster Coordinator says there is nothing much that can be done now.
The work is being done very efficiently by the French now. It's a concerted effort, international effort. Everything is being done that can be done. We just have to sit and wait and continue with a cleanup campaign.
Damage to marine life and the environment is expected to be considerable, and the Dutch government will provide a team of experts if required. Hotel executives are very concerned, considering the very low occupancy rate due to the Gulf War and economic recession in the United States. This, they say, is the last thing the island needs. Eddie Williams, BBC Caribbean Report, St. Martin.
I think that you can justify something which is totally outside the usual course of nature. I don't see it, quite honestly, as being at all different from a blood transfusion. In that case, a person is being given a substance from the body of another person in order to stay alive.
This woman is in the centre of a controversy involving the church and the scientific community in Britain. She's decided to have what has been called a virgin birth, that is, to become pregnant by artificial insemination without herself ever having had sexual intercourse. But what do Caribbean medical practitioners think about this latest development? I spoke to Dr. James Boyce, a consultant gynecologist at St. Joseph's Hospital.